building collapsed. Part of the building collapsed.
The cable. It collapsed.
Just carried her down the steps and carried her down
68 floors, man.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to hug my wife. I'm going to thank God I'm alive.
Healing a nation takes time. Chilling memories never fade. Recollections are clear. The tragedy of September 11, 2001 ended lives, changed lives, and toughened our collective resolve. It was one thing to watch it unfold from afar, quite another to be living through it directly. Three Bears coaches go to work on opening a new season with the details of that day still stirring their hearts and minds.
Most of New Yorkers will tell you that. Growing up, it's almost like when you're a Yankee, a Met fan, you pick one. So you had the Empire State Building, you had the World Trade Center. Most people pick the Empire State Building as, that's our building. And then when that occurred, you realize how much of a part of you that building was as well. And that's something that sticks with me forever.
All you hear are sirens, fire engines, and an occasional fighter jet fly by. And it's kind of an eerie deal because you didn't know what was going on.
You know, I think that kind of marks, in most people's mind, the beginning of terrorism as we know it. And, you know, what a violent problem it really is.
15 years ago, Bears head coach John Fox and assistant secondary coach Sam Garns were New York Giants employees. Returning home after a Monday night loss in Denver, the Giants pulled into the airport steps away from what turned out to be one of the hijacked planes.
The plane that we had to play the Denver Broncos the night before, pulled up directly next to the plane that went down to Pennsylvania. And we didn't know that at the time. People just like you and I, we get on a plane, we expect to get to our destination, and we worry about the little things about once we reach our destination. They never even had the opportunity.
Made the trek from Newark Airport back to Giant Stadium, and as you do that, you go down the turnpike and looked over, and our security guy, Mike Murphy, looked over and said, hey, Foxy, some guy's flown a plane into one of the Trade Center buildings. And you can see the smoke billowing out.
Bears offensive assistant Kevin Mawai was a New York Jets center in 2001. On the day of the attacks, Mawai and his team awakened to an unspeakable morning and an historic and significant week in NFL history.
You know, whether or not the league makes us play or not, it's up to them. But I think as far as this locker room is concerned, it's going to be a tough thing to do if they make us play.
I was a player rep for the New York Jets at the time. And so we had a team meeting, and Vinny Testaverde stood in front of the team and said, in light of who he was as a New Yorker, Long Islander, if the commissioner makes us play this game, you're going to make the trip to Oakland without me as your starting quarterback. And so we talked about it, and we took a secret ballot vote, and I can tell you that unanimously the team voted not to play that game.
On this, the 15th anniversary of 9/11, these three men believe the collective population of this country will always remember and never forget, paying tribute to those lost and to those who served.
You know, even years later, I went and visited Bagram, Afghanistan, and they had a girder from the Trade Center over in Bagram just to remember why we were there. You know, I still, you know, like to remember on that day, you know, all the service people that lost their lives that day.
As far as a person, you know, it made me stronger because, you know, we're still here and we're not gonna let anybody scare us into changing who we are.
Yeah, just remind you that you know, what we do as a football player is really insignificant in the grand scheme of things. But we as a people united, this country is a strong force, a formidable force, and we have a strong voice.